This week, a group of Oregonians will meet in Salem to figure out where they stand on an upcoming ballot measure. It's called the Citizens Initiative Review, and it's been a part of the Oregon election process since 2010. And as Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports, this Oregon-based exercise in democracy is expanding to two more states this year.
Here's how it works. The Citizens Initiative Review is a panel of 20 voters meant to represent a demographic balance. They hear arguments from policy experts and supporters of both sides of a ballot measure. Their conclusions are published in the voters' pamphlet that's mailed to every household. Now, this model of citizen-crafted analysis is being exported to both Colorado and Arizona. Paul Teske is dean of the School of Public Affairs at the University of Colorado in Denver. He's on the advisory group of his state's version of the program. He says it could be useful since there are often five or more issues on the ballot.
I think it's fair to say even people that follow it pretty closely, you know, may not know all the details. So I think there's definitely a need for more information.
The Colorado panelists will likely examine a measure that would require special labeling for genetically engineered food products. Their counterparts in Oregon will also parse a GMO labeling measure. A separate group will look at the proposed top two primary. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.